for people that, let's just say hypothetically speaking, somebody doesn't read comic books, but they're kind of listening to this right now, and they're like, oh, this sounds kind of interesting. I really liked his work that he's done in the past, or I like what he's doing now in Hannibal. How would you pitch this to them? How would you basically tell them how it's cool? How would that work?
How it's cool?
Uh huh.
Well, cool. I don't know if it's cool. Well, I think it's. I don't think there's anything else like it out there. I mean, it's funny, it's sexy, and it's full of high adventure. And those are the things that I want. And I think it's beautifully illustrated. It's realistic. That's another thing I wanted when we finally started to put it together. I didn't want anything that looked remotely anime. I find that a very disturbing genre. I don't like it at all. I wanted it to look realistic. I guess the aesthetic that I was going for was when I was a child, I was obsessed with Johnny Quest.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Yeah, Johnny absolutely. Quest? Uh-huh.
So that was the kind of look I wanted. I loved that Johnny Quest look. And that was it, you know, yeah, so this is basically like Johnny Quest. It's like Johnny Quest's dad. what was it? And Race Bannon. Dr. Quest. Remember
yes,
Dr.
yes.
Quest?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's that kind of a look and a feel. But I wanted it to be adventure, but adult. Adult adventure. But not like a heavy metal, like, although I did love heavy metal as a child, but like hot, sexy, but not like, I didn't want women with giant tits and 3-inch waists and, you know what I mean? I wanted to be real. I wanted to take this series and I wanted to kind of like, just kind of blow apart the genre. I like doing that. I thought, I'm going to take this genre, I'm going to kind of blow it apart and tell an epic tale in a different way and comically.